In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR and KRCC News. More than 16,000 incarcerated Coloradans have gotten COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, according to a health advocacy group. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The Colorado Health Institute looked at all of the people who are or have been incarcerated in Colorado during the pandemic. That includes people in jails, state prisons, federal prisons, and even the Federal Immigration Detention Facility. While people in these institutions come and go, the researchers found for every 1,000 people incarcerated in the state, 557 of them contracted COVID. 32 people have died. Currently, Governor Polis is not prioritizing prisoners in the COVID-19 vaccine distribution order. Inmates will be vaccinated according to age, like other Coloradans. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Hundreds of Bureau of Land Management employees left their jobs after the Trump administration's decision to move the headquarters to the west. More than 300 positions were relocated to Grand Junction and other western cities, but only 41 people chose to move. The rest quit or retired. Critics believe that was the goal, to weaken the BLM and give the Interior Department more control. However, Colorado's congressional delegation wants to keep the headquarters in Grand Junction. They say BLM leaders should live near the lands they manage. Highs around 60 for Metro Denver today. Snow for the mountains tonight. This is CPR News.